Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past week actually was teaching over at our Lewis Center campus, and it was a privilege to be there. And one of the things that we talked about this Sunday was really about humility, the example that Christ gave us during his life on earth and the way in which he served and the way in which even though he is and was God, he took on the form of a servant and he chose to humble himself and serve others. And Christ says, I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. And so we have this example in the Christian life. If we're to follow Jesus and be Christ followers, we are called to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and actually to view others as more important than ourselves. This is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, and here's the key thing, he says, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, right? Jesus was God, all things, all power, all authority to him, and yet it says he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. That is our example. Jesus, in his life on earth, at one point in time, actually took off his outer garments and he put on a towel, which was the clothing of a slave in their culture. And he went around the table and he washed the feet of the disciples in this amazing act of humility. But even that amazing act of humility points to his greatest act of humility and his greatest act of love when he gave his very life. He laid down his life and took up his cross and he died there, taking on the punishment that we deserve because of our sin. That is our example, Paul says. Go and live like that. Consider others more important than yourselves just as the way Christ humbled himself, considered us. And so I spoke on Sunday about how the hard part about that for me, and I think for us, is that if it's just an example, it's crushing. When I look at my life and I ask the question, man, am I humble like that? The answer is not always. And so I think it's important that we remember not only is Christ an example to us, but Christ is also our Savior. He also has given us his Spirit to empower us to live in the way in which he's called us. And so we can not only trust and look to the example of Christ, but we can also look to the sufficiency of Christ and also the power of Christ working in us through his Spirit. Romans chapter 8 was one of the passages I reference frequently. It says, if you by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And so we not only have an example in Christ, but we have a Savior in Christ who has died for our sins. He knows that we fall short at times, that we are prideful at times, and we don't live out this kind of love and humility that we're called to as Christians, and yet we've been forgiven. We can confess that to God and say, God, based on what you did through Christ at the cross, I know I'm forgiven of that. And now as I walk forward and try to be humble in the way in which you've called me to live in the example that you gave me in this radical humility and love towards others, I trust that by your Spirit working in me, which you promised to give me when I turned from my sin and trusted you with my life, I trust that you'll continue to sanctify me and you'll give me the power. As I choose to try to live in that humility that you've called me to, you'll give me the power to be humble, to humble myself, and to lay down my pride. So this morning, I want to give us an opportunity just to pray, maybe a couple of things. First, pray and just confess to God. God, I know that I'm a sinner and I know that I'm prideful. I know that I can be prideful and not show the humility that you called me to show. And maybe just taking some time to confess that to God and then thanking God that he paid for that sin at the cross. And then thanking him that he's given us his Spirit to empower us to live differently. Let's take time and just to pray those things now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.